You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the internet's premier show for African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, this month, February, is American History Month featuring badass niggas.
That's right.
As christened by Orion sometime last year. I don't remember when exactly.
A few episodes back.
it was a while back. I think it was around the time that we did the rap. So it was a while ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
American where's the time gone?
American History Month featuring badass niggas. Actually, yeah. We started the show in American History Month featuring badass niggas. But back then, it was still known as Black History Month, yeah. Which is racist. So yeah,
exactly, and we talked about that.
So, let's talk about black people.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite black person?
My favorite ever?
Yes.
That's hard to say. There's so many.
Well, there are a lot of them.
My favorite would have to be
Will Smith, because he's so approachable.
Yeah.
I feel like I could hang out with Will Smith and not have to keep one hand on my wallet. Although maybe that's partly because he's rich already. So what would he need with my $10 or whatever? Yeah. But
God. Thinking about it, my favorite black guy would have to be my mom's ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's the greatest, just because he's so easy to fuck with.
I almost said his name, but I don't know if I should.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, he's, we've talked about him before.
We talked about
tagging his meat truck with black porn.
Oh, yeah.
Black gay porn.
Because he hit my mom, yeah.
Yep, and we talked about, I think, putting fish in his truck.
Yep, yep. What about you?
Favorite black person is, do you know Kid and Play?
Yeah.
Is Kid from Kid and Play, is he black? Cause he's not black. He's white as shit, but is he black? He's a black dude?
Yeah, he's a black dude.
Okay. Then maybe him because he's so white that he could pass.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of racist though.
What? You're kidding me.
Well, he's borderline white and black, so he's my favorite.
I don't have a racist bone in my body. I had them all removed.
Yeah.
I only have 3 ribs now because they were, for some reason, most of my ribs were racist.
Yeah.
I had them all removed though, so I'm good. Except that my posture's really fucked up because I'm all concave in the chest because I'm missing all those racist ribs, but.
Yeah. Well, looking back, I'm trying to think of all the experiences we've had in our lives that involve blacks.
Yeah.
That stood out.
Well, I got robbed by some.
Yeah. just putting it out there.
Yeah. And right. We had those neighbors that were loud all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And would play basketball like on the hood of your car.
Yep.
I remember
when I worked at the party store way back, that one guy that came in and basically walked
stole
out.
Stole a beer. Yeah. A case of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he said up front he wasn't going to pay for it. And what, I said,
didn't
that's
you
cool.
say something crazy about his eyes? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, what did you say, though? It sounded almost romantic the way you put it. It was like he had, like, burning chestnut eyes or something.
Yeah,
like,
he had the caramel eyes.
Caramel eyes. That's what it was. It was fucking
I didn't know how
sexy
else
caramel
to
eyes.
Say it. And I didn't say sexy. I didn't know how else to put it.
Damn, girl.
They were just really intimidating. Like caramel. I don't know.
Like, yeah, because caramel. You know how intimidating caramel
the fuck?
Is.
I don't know how.
Anytime I see anything with caramel in it, I hide under a desk. I'm like, ah, oh, Jesus, I'm having flashbacks. It's like Nam, but with black people.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there were black people in Nam.
Oh, yeah. But what else? Yeah, there was the incident with my mom's ex, and he hit my mom, so we fucked him over and plastered black porn pages all over his meat truck.
Yeah.
So
I don't have a lot of experience with black folk. I don't know a whole lot of them.
I got quite a few, so I'm safe, I feel.
So you're safe?
Yeah, I can say anything I want.
You can walk down the street saying nigger.
Yeah.
they won't mind because you've met a few.
Yeah. Well, if I get to know more and more, you know.
Yeah, the more you know, it's like you get to keep a scorecard.
Yeah, yeah.
How many black people do you know, and how many of them are you, you know, on good terms with?
Yeah.
It's like 2 separate lists.
I've always, this has always come to me like while I'm in the bathroom just thinking you know, doing my thing. And you know how in our town, Division Street is like the ghetto street, especially if someone says, I was on South Division. You're like, oh no, that's the hood, man.
Oh no. Now you sound racist.
Well, it's dangerous.
Yeah, because of all the black people.
No, not all of them. I'm just saying.
Not all of them.
I was imagining myself just going down there.
Yeah.
And just making friends with everybody, like handing out cigarettes for free because they'd all be bumming.
Right, right.
And maybe carry a few cigarillos and just handing them out and befriending everybody on Division, you know?
How do you think you would fare if you walked around on Division with like a bucket of KFC and a sign that said, I'm here to make friends?
Not very well.
I don't know.
That's the wrong approach.
If you keep a positive attitude, I mean, it's not like they don't like it.
Yeah, but it suggests racism, so.
Well, if you throw in a watermelon.
Yeah, no.
And a fat white woman. then you'll have friends.
Yeah, but if I made friends with all of them, man, I'd have no problem going to all those crazy bars that are downtown, because the radios are always visiting these bars downtown, and nobody goes really that I know. They're like the radio's like, we're at the Brick House, South Division, the party's going on, ladies' night. And I'm like, oh God, South Division? No fucking way, I'm not going there. Ladies' night? That's like open season for rape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. But if I could befriend everybody, it'd be cool. I could bring all my friends, you know? And I know this guy and...
Oh, don't worry about it. He's cool. He's with me.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, white boy. I was about to cap his ass.
Yeah.
But since he's with you, yeah. All right.
Because Aldi...
I mean...
She's got a lot of black friends. And yeah. They're now my friends. But before that, they'd see me and be like, oh, look at this white boy. You know, Aldi's cool, but all right, who's this man of hers? And then we'd be going out drinking or whatever. And I'd, you know, bust a move or two. And they'd be like, he's all right. Okay.
They so like you cool. Because of your rhythm?
Yeah, I got more rhythm than most. Mm. Not great. I'm not bragging.
Damn, but, that white boy can dance.
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, that'd be cool. God. Then I could sleep at night because I do.
Do you stay up at night because you're afraid that black people don't like you?
Well, I've driven down Division. There's nothing there. Like maybe they'll kind of start coming over to our neighborhood because there's nothing else. Yeah, what's going on here?
They already live in our neighborhood.
Well, yeah, but they're not as dangerous. They're not. They're cool. We're not in the hood.
It's close enough for me.
It's close. I'd say our last apartment was closer because there'd be people out, you know, just in hoodies in the dark at all hours of the night, just walking around.
Did we ever tell the story about the time that we were wandering around when we used to have an apartment together, like way back?
Yeah.
We were walking around near our apartment.
Yeah.
And this old black guy came up to us and just started just talking our ears off. And he wanted us to go to this bar called Billy's and it was karaoke night or something.
Yep. Yep.
And he wanted us to go with him. And I think he asked us at one point if he was scaring us.
Yeah. I remember that. That was
how
great.
Can you tell?
We're just out for a walk. And we were in what is called, in downtown GR, it's called this rich area. It's called Heritage Hills.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about telling everybody about all these. It doesn't mean anything to anyone. It's, our neighborhood was called this, which makes no difference to the story.
Well, it was kind of a, you know, a safe neighborhood.
It's a historic neighborhood is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all these old houses and there's like building codes and stuff. You have to, if you have a property in that area, you have to keep it a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's,
we were just walking around.
Jerking me off.
And that guy showed up.
My face.
Do you remember that guy's name?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it was Morgan Freeman.
No.
No, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like him.
Maybe he said that and he was like, I'm just kidding. You guys are all right. You remember that?
Andy Dufresne.
We walked away and he was like, you white boys are all right or something like that.
Yeah. Did we give him money or something? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Did we give him what? Were we carrying malt liquor around?
No.
I don't remember why we were all right. Did you bust a move for him before we went home?
No, no.
You're like, yeah, I'm not going to go to the bar with you, but check this out. And then you did like the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, that was weird though. And he was pretty drunk too.
Oh yeah, he was wasted. Yeah,
he's like, just come over here to Billy's and we'll do karaoke, boys. You boys are so sweet, you know.
Yeah, maybe he was gay.
No, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
You know, are you into black chicks?
When I'm really drunk, I like dancing with them, but I can't.
No, I mean, like, are you into them? Like if sexually? You were single.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
You could, I could do that. Like, I could, you know, I could make an exception.
Not like that.
No, I mean, are you into them? Like, name one black female that you find attractive.
Like anyone?
Like a celebrity.
Rihanna, man. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got too much forehead for my taste.
Forehead?
Yeah. She's like all forehead. She's like 90% forehead and 10% punches in the face. I don't.
You don't know.
Yeah.
She's hot to me.
Where's she from? Like Barbados or some crazy ass place?
No idea.
Yeah. I mean, there are like black celebrity chicks that I find attractive, but I can't remember the last time I saw a chick that wasn't a celebrity, like saw somebody in person that was black and I wanted to bone her.
Yeah.
That may sound racist, I guess, but I kind of can't help what my dick wants to do.
Yeah. And I'm sure they wouldn't want to do you, you know, cause you look crazy.
Hey. Like, I was being chased around. You remember I was being chased around the bar that one night by,
that's true.
A friend of a friend. It was a black chick and she kept calling me Wolfie cause I'm all hairy, I assume.
Yeah.
Cause I have a beard and long hair. And,
yeah. She wouldn't leave you alone. Man. And she was like, where's your friend Wolfie at? And she's like, grabbing some pole in the basement bar we're at and just grinding it. Where's Wolfie at? And I was certain. If you got to that point where you were really drunk, you were going home with that girl.
I think she wanted to like lease her cleavage to me and have me live there.
Yeah.
I think. That's the impression that I got. Like if I had snuggled down in there for the night, I could have like made a little nest in her cleavage and just stayed there for the night. I think.
I was sitting there the whole time when she was talking about you and you guys would kind of interact. I was thinking maybe he'll go home with her the next day. I'll be sitting up, you know, watching television, and Kyle will walk in and have that look on his face, and I'll be like, so how was it?
My hair's all fucked up.
Your shirt's all ripped.
Yeah, my clothing is torn.
You're walking with a limp. Oh, my back.
I don't want to talk about it. I'll just say that I got my groove on.
Yeah, because she was saying, I don't know if you were around, but she was saying what she could do to you, and she, like, you wouldn't stand a chance, you know?
See, I don't like that.
Damn.
Like,
it sounded aggressive.
If I'm going to hook up with a chick, and I don't even like saying hook up, like that's not usually how I operate anyway, but if I'm going to hook up with a chick, I don't want her talking about how she's going to fucking annihilate me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my idea of a good time. Like, how about we both just enjoy ourselves and you don't try to like smash me through a brick wall with your vagina?
It's all metaphorical. I think, it just sounds scary. And when you say, hey, let's just enjoy ourselves, that sounds very honky and white.
I'm going to hit you upside the head with my tits like a wrecking ball. Smash you through the window.
All right.
That's not me talking. That's my impression. Shut up.
No, I know. No.
Yeah.
Well, there was also this time. I don't know if I talked about it on the show before, but Ollie and I were at the club, and there was this little, like, really short black kid just grinding on her and following her around all night.
A really short black kid? Was it like a 10-year-old?
No, he was like,
Was it Gary
Coleman?
He had
to be. No, he was really, really short.
Emmanuel Lewis? Webster?
Kinda, yeah. He was that short, but he had to be 18 because it was 18 and up. And we're at this club and we're dancing on the floor. They're playing music and shit. But he wouldn't leave Aldi alone. He'd follow her around if we went to go get beer. And every time she was on the floor, he'd dance next to her. Well, anyways, kind of grinding up on her. And we're like arm in arm, you know, dancing. She's got her arms around me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing our thing. And he's up on her ass just grinding, and it's pissing me off. So I reach over Aldi and just shove his shoulders, and he falls down really hard.
That's a hate crime, I think.
No, it wasn't.
You are a racist.
Oh, yeah?
Orion is in the KKK. I don't know if we've talked about that before or not. Were you wearing your hood at the club that night?
No. But anyway, I shove him down. The music's so loud. He's saying shit. He's talking shit. And I'm just like, you know, embracing Aldi and we're doing our thing. We're grinding. And he's shouting a bunch of shit. Well, like 10 minutes later, his crew shows up with a bunch of big black guys. And they're yelling shit like meeting me out in the parking lot and all that garbage. And I just ignored it. But
did you tell him that was a whites only vagina?
Yeah, right. I was pretty scared because I've had, you know, some incidents with people, you know, where they were just scrawny white guys and they were saying some shit or whatever. And I'd get pissed off, but I didn't really say anything. But this was like the real deal. I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, are they actually going to be waiting? Because this club was known for having violent crimes outside its club, like stabbings or whatnot. And they were ultimately shut down because of it, I believe. But yeah, that was memorable.
What happened? You just... End well, that of the was story. It. Yeah. Okay. These guys were like yelling at me and saying they were going to meet me in the parking lot. And then I got some yogurt.
No, like that was it. They went away. They threatened me, went away, and I never saw them again. But I was peeing myself. Yeah.
Really? That must have been attractive on the dance floor. Yeah. When I was in junior high, yeah. I had this friend who was a huge pothead. And he lived in a not so great part of like a downtown area.
Yeah.
And he did other drugs too. Like, he was sort of a weird dude, but he was mostly a pothead. And I went to visit him one time just to hang out at his house. And this other friend of his that I'd never met before came by, another scrawny little white dude. And we were wandering around the neighborhood for no real reason, just in the middle of the day. And this big black guy, probably our age, but way bigger than us,
yeah,
comes up. And he's really mad at the other scrawny white kid that I don't know. And I think it was for something stupid, like something you would hear in you would see in like an after school special or something. Like, this guy was like the kind of bully who would steal your lunch money. Yeah. Like, it was something like that. Like, you didn't have any lunch money for me yesterday.
That kind of shit.
Like, yeah, something really dumb. And so they talked for a minute and I'm not a part of this. So I'm just kind of hanging back and watching. Oh, I'm full of burps. And this guy all of a sudden kind of leans back. Like, puts his hands kind of like on his belt area.
Yeah.
And like kind of leans back and then bam, real fast, punches the kid in the face.
Wow.
And then walked away. And then my stupid drug addled friend was like, man, I had a razor blade in my pocket. He's lucky I didn't cut him up.
Jesus
Christ. Shut up, you fucking idiot. He was still right there. He walked away pretty damn slow. You could have cut him up if you wanted to. You stupid piece of shit.
Wow.
But anyway, so there's another positive black experience. Yeah. You know, in all fairness, yeah, I don't actually, like, I feel stupid even saying this, because if you've been listening to the show at all, by now you should know that this is the case, but I don't actually have a problem with black people.
Yeah, say we get a first-time listener.
Right, like, yeah.
Whoa.
If you're listening for the first time, this really isn't the KKK podcast.
Yeah.
Although I do think it's pretty funny to talk about negative black experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really don't know many black people, and I haven't had a lot of like particularly positive experiences with them.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, because I've always hung around with white people. So yeah, when I do have an experience with a black person, it's usually like out of my comfort zone anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've known a few, I guess.
Yeah. I'd love it when they reinforce the stereotype, like I've said before.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my favorite.
You know, I'm not like actually scared of black people.
Yeah.
Although sometimes when I see a particularly urban looking black dude walking down the street, I will not make eye contact with him. Which is, I admit, is quite prejudiced of me. However, I don't think it's quite as bad as if like I saw the same dude walking down the street in a suit.
Yeah,
and I did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like if I see somebody with like Fat Albert on their pants and their pants are hanging around like below their ass, and they're wearing gold chains and like a giant like Tasmanian devil t-shirt, backwards hat.
Yeah.
Like that guy, I might want to cross the street before I pass him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they, you know, they wear those big baggy clothes so they can hide weapons, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. All of them do it. Every single one. I kind of lost track of what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think the world would be like if there were no black people? Like, you could take that one of two ways. You could either interpret that as, like, what if there were never any black people, like there never had been?
Yeah.
Or, like, what if they all, like, turned into unicorns one day and flew off into space while the Jeffersons theme played on every speaker in the world and they formed a new constellation in the shape of Bill Cosby? And then all of a sudden, it was like the black rapture, and all of a sudden, man, the world is devoid of blackness.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
What would the world be like then? So wow. It's either way, however you would wish to
address it. I liked
it.
That one better.
Okay, so if they disappeared now, so we already have rock and roll, so we're set.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chuck Berry or whoever the fuck.
I guess I'll just picture it like if they all disappeared, like no more blacks in America.
Right.
What would the world be like? Well, the economy would certainly go downhill. That's for sure.
Really? Do they spend a lot of money?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like bicycle sales would go down.
I guess the music industry would be kind of fucked.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah.
Because white people don't really buy music and black people don't really buy anything.
Yeah.
And when white people do buy music, it's usually by black people.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
For sure. And
for sure. You 100% agree with that statement. I'm just making things up. You're just agreeing 100%.
No, I'm imagining.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagination.
90% of all last year's album sales were Lil Wayne.
Well, I've seen the Billboard charts.
Have you? Because I haven't.
Yeah, it's they're predominantly hip hop. Yeah,
really.
Purchased by predominantly white people, but
okay.
What would the world be like? Well, I'd feel a lot safer. I'd
I wouldn't have to carry my rape whistle with me at night.
Going out into the parking lot. Yeah, rape whistle.
I could finally shave because I wouldn't have to actively make myself less attractive to them.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day when M&Ms used to, they didn't have the blue M&M yet.
Yeah.
And they had two different brown M&Ms.
Yeah.
They had the dark brown and the light brown.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of the light brown when they brought in the blue M&Ms.
Yeah.
Do you think that made black people angry?
I have no idea.
Or like,
I hope not.
Maybe mulatto people.
Yeah.
Because it's a lighter one.
Because they identify with M&Ms.
I do.
Yeah.
If they got rid of the white oh, no. There is no white M&M. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Well, that's okay because we have white privilege.
Yeah.
Like, I... Because, well, not me because I look like a crazy homeless guy, but a regular white person could walk into a bank and not be looked at suspect. So I guess,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The whole, it's kind of depressing now that I think about it. If all the blacks disappeared, like obviously teen pregnancy would go down.
Whoa.
But,
Orion.
Think about it. Like,
obviously
there'd be no Timbaland and there would be, all those fat beats in the club.
There would be no Timbaland. And where would Justin Timberlake be without Timbaland?
Yeah. Like you go to a club and, you know, what's going to happen in 10 years, you know?
And Timberland's, like the boots, might have gone out of business by now.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, how many hardworking folks are there out there anymore who wear them?
Yeah. We all know why they buy them. Yeah. But, there'd be no, you know, crazy beats to be made and to allow us to gaze upon all those fine women shaking their asses.
Yeah, well, already stated that I'm not that into the black ladies.
Yeah, yeah. But I've never asked you this, but if you go to a club and they're playing like hip hop, do you kind of enjoy watching girls get down?
No, I get angry.
Really?
Like, why? Because I'm like, what is this nigger shit?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known.
Yes, that's what happens.
I knew it.
I get so mad.
Damn.
I'm like, oh, man. Put some mariachi music on. I don't mind Mexicans.
Yeah. Where's the rock and roll?
No, it depends on what chicks are getting down. It's usually the larger women who get up and bust a move when the hip hop comes on.
Yeah.
Like when the Cupid Shuffle comes on, it's like everybody gains 20 pounds and jumps on the dance floor. I really think that the Cupid Shuffle is like a way of transmitting carbs via sound waves.
That's true, yeah. Like I told, that was another experience, yeah. When we were at the bar.
Fat girls dancing.
And I went to the bathroom. It was your birthday, and Aldi played the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah.
And the floor was rumbling. I didn't know why. So I came back out, and I couldn't get back to the table.
Oh, because it was
just every big
black girl.
Who put
dresses on all these rhinos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine, nothing to, hip-hop. In the club or at a bar, kind of, it's like a step-by-step process to getting the girl in the sack for us men. Cause it's talking about drinking, sipping on Patron. How low can you go?
Girls don't listen to the lyrics. They don't.
That's true.
Like my ex-girlfriend
was
totally like, she would hear these hip hop songs that would be all about like fucking you in the ass and getting you drunk.
Yeah.
And like, fucking, like the song could have been, girl, Tonight I'm gonna rape you.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna like it. And if it was a little bit like more smooth than how I just did it,
yeah,
she would have been busting a move on the dance floor. However, if somebody actually walked up to her and said, girl, I'm gonna rape you tonight and you're not gonna like it, she would have been creeped out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't give a shit what the lyrics are.
Yeah.
Have you heard that? It's not a black song, but that Buck Cherry song, Crazy Bitch or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good. I'm on top of it.
Yeah. I hate that song.
It's all about like, man, I don't even really like you that much. You're fucking nuts, but hey, you're good in the sack. Like, yeah. But chicks dig that shit. Like, and they don't listen to it.
Yeah. The latest song I hear, like when we're going to work and I'm listening to Aldi Station, what's that song? I don't know who it's by, but it goes, there's this one lyric, something like, I wish I could find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
What else was it? Something about like,
sounds like a good song.
Like, not being comparable to the, neighborhood whore. I don't know.
That's nice.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Damn, girl. I can't compare you to the neighborhood whore.
You're just too good. Yeah. I don't know.
One of my favorites is, it's Ludacris and is it T-Pain or T.I. or Texas Instruments or whatever the fuck. It's like,
how's it go?
If I take one more drink,
oh,
I'm gonna end up fucking you.
T-Pain.
Is that what you wanna do, shorty? And yeah, the whole song is about like how kind of nasty and ugly this girl is, but he's fucking wasted.
Yeah.
And he's gonna bang her because he's wasted. And tomorrow night he might get wasted and bang her again because fuck it, it was fun while I was wasted.
Yeah. Well, why not? That's great.
That's a message that every girl can get behind.
Yeah. I know how you can argue, like, most girls don't listen to the lyrics, but they just get down to the beat. I swear to God, the lyrics, they don't hear them. They don't listen to them, but they hear them. It's like hypnotic.
Oh, yeah. They can sing along. Like, they know what the lyrics are, but they don't actually think about what they mean at all.
Even if they do, they don't, like, take it literally. They just hear it, and it kind of gets them into the mood.
Gets their juices flowing.
Exactly. Like that fucking Juice Box song from way back.
I make a juice box wit.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, getting down. But it's not like, you know, derogative or anything. It's
derogatory. It's sort of gross. Like that's sometimes I hear songs like that. And there was one that was, it's about gushers or something.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fucking gross to me. Like, I hear that song and I'm like, really? You want to get a juice box wet? Like,
I don't know. Really? Anyway,
really? You don't find that disgusting at all? Like, just the imagery, like, it's already a juice box. Like, how fucking wet do you need to get it?
Well, like, when you put it that way,
fucking,
like, it's dripping.
Yeah. Like,
frothing.
I understand. You know, I get the idea. Like, you got a girl wet. Ah, oh, you got her going. You got her horny.
Yeah.
But like, it's fucking dripping like all over the place. Like, she needs to change her clothes.
Oh, yeah. I can see it that way now.
Maybe I'm just a faggot. I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know either?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know anymore. I don't know how to think about that.
I don't either.
But Black History Month, or as I call it, American History Month featuring badass niggas.
Right, because that's so much more respectful.
Oh, it makes it more cool, I think. Because, like you said,
completely changes it.
Like, Black History Month is a joke nowadays. It's like,
when was it not a joke?
Ooh. I don't know if I want to go down that path, Kyle.
Do you feel like it's not controversial to say that these days Black History Month is a joke? Everybody's with me on that one, right? But back in the day, it made perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, it was like nowadays, everybody's kind of more open, I guess. So it shouldn't really matter.
These days, everybody knows who invented the cotton gin.
Yeah.
But back then, we had to let people know in February.
Yeah.
Like, when did Black History Month even come about? How old could it possibly be?
Yeah. It always reminded me of like old political white people trying to keep their standing with the black society. Like, see, we give a shit. Sure.
We don't give enough of a shit to pay out reparations, yeah, but
well, we're
whatever.
Yeah.
Where's my 40 acres and a mule?
Yeah.
I would love to see the day come to pass that black people get their 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah.
Because it would be so fucking ridiculous. First of all, who wants a fucking mule?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with a mule? And what are you going to do with 40 acres? Like,
yeah,
okay, now you've got to pay property taxes, stupid. Like, You don't even pay your child support. Now you got to pay property taxes on 40 acres.
Yeah. Even like back in the day.
It doesn't mean it's going to come with a house.
Like, yeah. Who ever wanted a mule like back in the day? And I'm not saying like centuries back because obviously they were useful, but like.
Well, back in the day, like when slavery was ended.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It would have been nice to have 40 acres and a mule because you could have raised some crops and used the mule as like to like plow the fields or whatever.
Yeah.
But nobody's like. I would, any black person I've ever met, I think, would not have any idea what to do with a mule and 40 acres.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, I got my 40 acres and a mule. I'm going to sell that shit.
Yeah.
And then you know who's going to buy it? Fucking nobody, because every black person in America has 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah. But yeah, American History Month featuring badass niggers, niggas, sorry.
I heard a hard R there, buddy.
That was the hard R.
Everybody knows you don't throw in the hard R.
Pardon me. Oh, my God. It's the beer, I swear. It just sounds more cool to me. And we're all one now, you know?
It's kind of like saying handy capable. It's the same exact thing.
Where am I going with this?
Are there other American History Months?
It just sounds less petty, and it's less boring. That's what I'm trying to say.
Really?
So if we're going to celebrate,
why don't we just call it Niggas Month?
I don't know.
Or Badass Niggas Month.
My way just sounds cool.
You just like the sound of American history.
Because we're all involved, except it's featuring badass niggas.
Sure.
So it narrows it down, yeah. But I wanted to talk about how they've influenced our lives over the years.
How they influenced your life.
I don't think I'd be the same today without
badass niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Like NWA, for example. God, where would we be?
I would probably be in the same place.
When I was growing up and I was kind of a young kid and I was getting into music, I discovered Ice Cube and all that and NWA, and it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And
I liked Michael Jackson when I was a kid.
Michael Jackson.
And MC Hammer.
It was better. It was a nice alternative to the rock, you know. And I got my rhythm going.
Don't get me wrong. I like me some hip hop, but NWA never really, like, niggas with attitude.
Yeah.
I'm not a nigga.
Yeah.
I don't have that much attitude. Well, maybe I do these days, but I didn't back then.
Yeah.
You remember that time we were riding the bus and the bus driver was a black guy, and all of a sudden he got mad because somebody didn't have the correct change for the fare.
Yeah.
And he turned into a griffin and he couldn't drive the bus anymore because he was a griffin now and he didn't have hands anymore. So the bus crashed into an ice cream shop and we had to fight him. Do you remember that for his gold?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, I remember, Kyle. Yes.
Do you remember? Because I can't remember. How did we end up defeating him? I can't remember. Did we have to solve a riddle? Or is that's a sphinx that you have to solve a riddle, right? Not a griffin.
I'm sure, yeah.
It was so weird because I'd seen black people turn into mythical creatures before, but never a griffin. You know, like usually they turn into like werewolves or
something cool.
Yeah. Manatees.
Yeah, griffins were never cool to me. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, no, I remember now. You told him that griffins weren't cool.
Yeah.
And that was right as you were dumping one of the ice cream machines onto his head. It was like a one-liner, like, griffins aren't cool. And then you like made him cool with the ice cream. You cooled him down. I remember that now. That's how we defeated him, because they're very, I forgot that griffins are very susceptible to the cold.
Yeah.
Like a phoenix.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on the bus and he was like, thumbs up.
Okay. Now you're making things up.
Maybe
this didn't happen in California.
Okay. Okay. Where were we?
That must have been, you must be thinking of a different time. You and Aldi went to California once. Did you have another experience on a bus
where
a black guy turned into a griffin?
Oh, man. Yeah. And he might have been on the bus and I might have done the same thing because it worked, obviously, in the past. And I had it, you know.
How'd you get him to crash into an ice cream place again?
There's one on every block.
Yeah, in California. It's ice cream all around. It was just
so
coincidence when it happened here, but over
there. It's just
there,
so hot in California.
Yeah, so it's wall to wall ice cream places. It's like Disneyland, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, Hollywood sign, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream.
Blockbuster Video, ice cream.
Yogurt, frozen yogurt, yep. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Yep. I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring up a girlfriend I had way back that wasn't really a girlfriend. because we didn't do anything. We didn't go out. I didn't have a car, but I would visit her.
Uh-huh.
And we'd call each other. So this was like after the online dating scene, you know, that when I claimed I had a girlfriend just because she was online.
Right.
This was after that. Well, we were in the bedroom together alone.
Was she black?
No.
Oh.
She was kind of ghetto, but...
Was she a griffin?
No. But I brought in some CDs that we could listen to. And it was music that I really liked that had some kind of message, you know, and it was really cool. And I played it, and she didn't give a shit about it. So I put...
Was it NWA?
No. So she, you know, went over to the CD player, popped out the CD that I had, put in one of hers, and it was, you know,
don't
like...
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
No, it was nasty hip-hop, and she was all over me.
Damn.
It just turned her... It, like, flipped a switch. It was crazy. And that's, I think, that was the first time I really thought highly of hip-hop. I'm like, so this is what it's all about. I get it.
It's like a legal date rape drug.
Yeah.
Did you get her juice box wet?
Yeah, but nothing happened because I was just a really shy little white kid.
And it was really slippery, so.
And it was awkward because I'm like, what what are you doing? I could have totally gone all the way, but I didn't. So, but it was the one day I finally learned, you know, thank you, Ludacris, everybody. I get it now.
Thanks for being such a chauvinist pig.
Yeah.
It's good
so
beats.
Easy. It's so easy, especially if alcohol is involved. But there wasn't any, which makes it even better. She was just like and I'm not saying this in a pedophilia kind of way, but she was very young. She was probably 15.
She's probably like 5 or 6.
Sober and wanted to fuck me right then and there.
Is it
just because
is it considered pedophilia if like a 14-year-old does it with a 6-year-old?
Of course.
Well, I mean, legally speaking.
Legally?
Because they're both underage. Like, where are there? Are there like?
Where do you?
Are there like tiny like microcosms of ages of consent within the age of consent? Like,
there should be, right?
I don't know. All I know is
there
that
isn't, though.
I think I may have missed out on a lot of 5-year-old fucking when I was like 14. I could have been,
yeah,
man. Because they're manipulatable,
yeah.
Manipulable, and, you know, I was pretty smart at 14. I think I could have talked a 5-year-old into it.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Take it away, Kyle.
No, I just wanted to say hi to my mom. but you're glad you listen now.
Yeah.
Let's see. You want to talk more about black people?
I think I'm all blacked out.
You know what we should talk about? Is midgets.
Why is that?
Because we were watching a show right before we did this. We were watching a show on Animal Planet called Pit Boss, which is which it sounds made up if I try to describe it. It's a show about midgets and pit bulls.
Yeah.
It's a show about this midget guy named Shorty, of all fucking things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he owns a talent agency for midgets.
Yep. Yep.
And he also runs a shelter kind of for pit bulls.
It's so bizarre. Yeah.
And everybody on his staff is a midget.
Yeah.
And, or a pit bull.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just all about them being midgets and loving pit bulls. And then, like, he rescues this one pit bull because somebody calls him. They're like, oh man, there's this pit bull running around like crazy and he doesn't have a tag. And he's like, yeah, they always call me before they call animal control because they know I'm the pit bull midget. So he goes to this like hot dog stand where there's this pit bull running around for no reason. And he picks up this pit bull and he takes it back and he's like, oh, I got to find this pit bull's owner.
Yep.
And he's going all around the neighborhood looking for the pit bull's owner. And, all of a sudden this enormous black gentleman is like, Shorty, why you steal my pit bull?
Yep.
Goddamn. I invented the peanut. And he didn't say that last part about peanuts, but and then they get in like a scuffle. So it's like a tiny little white midget and a larger black guy getting in like a physical like pushing match.
Yep.
And the midget pushes the guy over
and he's on top of him. Yeah.
It's like a regular sized dude with muscles and he gets pushed over by a midget.
Yeah.
And they're fighting over this damn pit bull. And then eventually he's like, I didn't steal your pit bull. I didn't know who it belonged to. I was trying to find the owner. Didn't I try to find the owner? Bingo. There's like a guy nearby named Bingo. And he had talked to him just a few minutes ago. And he's like, Didn't I? Wasn't I looking for the owner, Bingo? And he's like, yeah, yeah, he was.
See?
So then they made up and he gave the guy his pit bull back, but he was upset because the guy was breeding pit bulls.
Yeah.
And apparently this little midget guy loves pit bulls, but doesn't want any more of them to exist because he doesn't want anybody to ever have a pit bull that isn't fixed.
Yeah.
So he takes the angry guy to a shelter and shows him all the pit bulls in cages. And he's like, see, this is what happens when you breed pit bulls.
They don't get adopted.
Yeah. Except I don't understand, because in theory, the reason to breed pit bulls would be to sell them.
Yeah.
And if you're selling them, I would assume the people who are buying them, you know, want them.
Yeah.
So why would they end up in shelters?
Yeah. His big thing was like dog fighting and whatnot.
But... Well, sure. That's horrible, but that has nothing to do with a shelter.
Yeah. They do background checks, don't they? I don't know.
What, at the shelter?
I'm not certain.
you think when a dog comes into the shelter, they interview it? Have you ever been a fighting dog?
No. Like, the people, they're pretty strict. Like, we tried to adopt a cat and they wanted just a shit ton of information on us. And I was like, fuck this. And of course,
Aldi has a felony record. Yeah. So you couldn't get the cat.
Yeah, I know.
It's rough.
Yeah. But, yeah, the show is so funny. We saw the commercial for it before, like days prior to watching. And, it, not only is it midgets, but it's like got these two different dimensions. It's the midget with the talent agency, you know, business.
Yeah, because he's like, he's booking midget actors. Like,
yeah.
He booked a midget Tina Turner impersonator. Like, yeah. somebody needed a mini Tina Turner. I don't know why you would ever need that, but somebody did.
Yeah. He's talking about, you know, everybody tells me I'm exploiting midgets or little people, but, you know, it's.
Yeah, he doesn't use the word midget. He says little people.
Little people, yeah. And people say he's exploiting them. But anyway, the show also has that very heartfelt, you know, other dimension of, he's an animal person. He loves pit bulls. So it's got those two aspects.
Oh, and by the way, this midget spent 10 years in jail for attempted murder. Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that's kind of interesting to me is that there's four main midgets.
Yeah.
There's like the guy that's like the pit boss, because that's the name of the show.
Yeah.
And he's like the boss of this talent agency / pit bull refuge.
Yeah.
And then there's his secretary, and there's an Asian dude and another white dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell they do. I guess they just do everything but secretary work.
Yeah. Whatever he says. Yeah.
But the interesting thing to me is that they all have like, you know, midget faces.
Yeah.
Like, as those squashy midget face, like if you took their head and put it on a regular sized body, you'd still know something was up.
Yeah.
Except for one of them. And I think his name was Sebastian. He has like a regular size head. So if you only saw him from like the neck up or the shoulders up, it'd
like
be
on
like
Facebook or something.
Be like a regular dude.
Yeah.
But then from like the neck down, he's like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah.
I always find that interesting. I don't know what the difference is. Like, genetically speaking, like what makes you come out with like a squashy midget face or like midgets? Cause it's kind of like Down syndrome kids. Like they all kind of look related.
Yeah.
Midgets with like midget face all kind of look related too.
Yeah. I don't know if if by squashy face you mean like I've always noticed they tend to have like a bigger cranium.
Yeah. Like they have like
not than us, but
like a big forehead and like,
yeah,
their head kind of tapers down. It's like an upside down egg.
Yeah.
I wonder if like squashy face midgets envy regular face midgets.
Yeah.
If they're like, you fucking beautiful midget, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like you could almost get a regular girl.
Yeah. What an odd show.
If you were a midget, how long do you think it would take before you finally admitted to yourself that you were probably going to have to date another squashy face midget?
Ooh, I'd probably be right away.
Because the thing is, like, I am not a terribly attractive dude. I don't think I'm the ugliest guy in the world, but I'm no Brad Pitt or anything.
Yeah.
However, I have certain standards and they're ridiculous. And I know they're ridiculous, but I kind of can't help it. Like I said earlier about like not really being that into black chicks.
Yeah.
I can't really help what my dick's up to, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, and the dick related parts of my brain, like, what do I find attractive? Well, it's not squashy face midgets and it's not fat girls and it's not like, you know, so I can't really help it.
Yeah.
So I would have to imagine that like, just because you're born a midget doesn't mean you're programmed to want to fuck other toddlers, you know? So at some point you have to just resign yourself to the idea that I am never going to bone a chick that doesn't look like a pile of sausages.
That would suck, yeah.
It would.
I don't know how long it'd be before I killed myself.
Whoa.
Whoa.
There is nothing wrong with being a midget, Orion. I can't believe you are racist and sizist.
Sizist.
I can't believe the horrible, hateful things coming out of your mouth this episode.
Oh, it's my dick talking.
Everything I've said has been perfectly PC and A-OK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you are just on a rampage tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's been a rough week.
I guess.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you've stated that you have high standards, and yeah, I understand that. But you've proven that if you get drunk enough...
Well, yeah. Standards fly out the window.
Yeah. You'll fuck anything.
That's not very nice to the ladies, Orion.
Well, that's how it goes. It's the chemistry. With me, I think I have a problem, though. I kind of want to fuck everybody I know, in a way.
Damn.
Like, I can kind of... If I'm at home alone, I can fantasize about it, like, and I think it's a problem, because, like...
Do you mean just the ladies, or just to clarify?
Well...
Nope.
No. You didn't give me a chance. I'm on my way there, Just step aside.
Okay, yeah, I'll just let you go.
But it's weird, like, if I'm really drunk... And I
am
black
flattered,
out.
By the way.
If I black out and someone else blacks out, God forbid, what will happen? I don't know. But
pregnancy.
Like when I'm sober, like I've sat around and fantasized about friends of mine and shit, females. And it's weird because I'm worried like something casual could be happening. Like their fucking tire will blow and they'll call me. And I go to help them out, and I'm, you know, helping them with their tire. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, we could get in the back of my car, and, you know, we could make things happen.
Jesus Christ, you're like a pizza guy in a porno.
I'm just kidding, Kyle. I'm just kidding.
I'm here to fix your tire, man.
All jokes.
Why don't you hop in the back seat?
Yeah.
And I'll meet you back there.
I worry myself sometimes. I will say that, because I don't know. It's all my life. Every teacher I've had... I've fantasized about, and it's not always like, yeah, but it's always popped in my mind. Like, how would this go?
Again, I need to ask, are they just the lady teachers?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I definitely have not fantasized about every female teacher I've had, because I've had some uggos, mostly uggos. There have been a few female teachers that I had. There was like one student teacher.
Yeah.
That wasn't really my teacher, because there was another teacher who was like 80 million years old.
Yeah.
But the student teacher was kind of hot. And there's like another teacher. There have been maybe three in my entire like school career that I fantasized about.
Yeah. Well, it's like if I go to the bar or something and we're getting kind of drunk and there's friends around, I've at the time like this one particular friend said, I'm going to make out with somebody tonight.
Yeah.
And that night, I immediately after she said that, just pictured me having sex with her.
She said make out, Orion.
I know. But I'm like, I can't help it. It's something like that's not wired right in my head.
She's probably listening, and I guarantee you she knows which one she is.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Orion pictured having sex with you.
Oh, yeah, and it was great. But there's other friends that I've interacted with, and it'll flash in my mind. It's not like I think about it all day and I can't sleep. And the next day I wake up and I'm like, God damn, I can't get this out of my head. It'll just flash in my mind every once in a while. Not, I shouldn't say with everybody, but at some point it'll just pop in my head and I can't help it.
This kind of reminds me, and it's not really the same thing at all, but it kind of reminds me of, I went through a brief period in like early high school, maybe junior high, where, I was so full of hormones and I was jerking off all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And I had gotten, like, I had jerked off to the same girls in my head so many times.
Yeah.
That I started thinking about girls that I found less attractive.
Yeah.
And it was sort of oddly hot. Yeah. It was like, yeah. I don't know. Okay. It was weird. It was like revitalizing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I don't know.
It was a refreshing change of pace to screw a troglodyte in my mind.
Well, this girl's kind of a troll. What could I do with her?
I'd always imagine we were screwing under an overpass.
God.
It's because it's like screwing a troll under a bridge.
That's disgusting.
I'm feeding her cucumbers.
Yeah.
banging her.
Yeah. Anyways.
Cucumbers and children. It was either under an overpass or I would imagine screwing her in a house made out of gingerbread and candy.
Oh, God. Like, that's
halfway through, we'd take a break to throw children in an oven.
Yeah, that's not true. I know that.
What?
That's crazy.
You don't know what I fantasized about.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, moving on.
Moving on to what?
We have stories this week, Kyle.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I printed a bunch of stories out, but let's see.
What do we got?
Sorry. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's a story.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, he's a U.S. soldier. He got mad at his daughter, who's 4 years old, for not knowing the alphabet, and he waterboarded her. He's like, bitch, you don't know your ABCs?
Yeah.
I've been in Afghanistan. You don't know your fucking ABCs?
That's horrible.
Actually, though, it says, let's see, Joshua Tabor admitted to police that he used a CIA torture technique on his 4-year-old daughter because he was angry she couldn't recite the alphabet. As his daughter squirmed to get away, Tabor said he submerged her face 3 or 4 times until the water was lapping around her forehead and jawline. Tabor, 27, who had won custody of his daughter only 4 weeks earlier, admitted choosing the punishment because the girl was because the girl was terrified of water. Well, I guess, everybody needs motivation.
Yeah.
Tabor, a soldier at the Lewis McChord base in Tacoma, Washington, was arrested after being seen walking around his neighborhood wearing a Kevlar military helmet and threatening to break windows. The best part about that particular line is that there's nothing else in the article about it. Like, he was arrested because he was wandering around with his helmet on, threatening to break windows.
Yeah.
That's it for that line.
Moving on.
Yeah.
That's not important.
Not important. That was why we picked him up, but police discovered the alleged waterboarding when they went to his home in the Tacoma suburb of Yelm and spoke to his girlfriend. She told them about the alleged torture, and the terrified girl was found hiding in a closet with bruising on her back and scratch marks on her neck and throat. Now that, first of all, horrible mother.
Yeah.
Or stepmother or whatever. If it's his girlfriend. Maybe it wasn't his baby mama.
Yeah.
But whatever. Horrible fucking, like, yeah, he's been waterboarding her and she's all scratched up and shit and she's hiding in the closet, but I wasn't going to say anything because, you know, it's really none of my business.
Wow.
Asked how she got the bruises, the girl is said to have replied, "Daddy did it."
Yeah.
During a police interview, Tabor allegedly admitted grabbing his daughter, placing her on the kitchen counter, and submerging her face in a bowl of water. Now, technically, that's not waterboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think this is just the news being sensationalist.
Yeah, yeah. Just making shit up.
Nothing wrong with submerging your daughter's face in a bowl of water because she doesn't know her ABCs. Yeah, it is still simulated drowning, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's actually technically not waterboarding. I mean, waterboarding, they put you on like a slant, kind of, and pour water on your face.
Yeah.
They don't put your face in a bowl of water.
And it's horrible, yeah. But I guess in conclusion, she should stop being such a pussy, Kyle.
Oh, the daughter?
The daughter, yeah.
She should learn her fucking ABCs. I mean, I knew my ABCs when I was 4 years old. I went into kindergarten when I was 4 years old, and I remember they were trying to teach us our ABCs in kindergarten. And I was like, really?
Wow.
What the fuck? And I remember the kindergarten teacher was like, okay, what sound does an A make? What sound does a B make? What sound does a C make?
Yeah.
And I remember when she got to C, she was like, what sound does a C make? And everybody said, K, you know, like cat, K.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, and she tried to move on to D, and I raised my hand, and I was like, and she's like, yeah, Kyle, what's up? And she's like, what's up? Kyle, what's up, dog? What's going on, brother man? No, but she's like, yeah, Kyle. And I was like, yeah. C also makes the sound, you know, like the
cemetery.
S, like an S sound, like it makes both. I knew that before I went into kindergarten, and I was 4. I was the youngest kid in my class. 4 years old and you don't know your ABCs, maybe you should be drowned. I mean, survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah. All right. Next story.
Yeah, you read the next one.
Me?
Yeah, because I just set my papers down.
Okay. Stabbing accused unleashes bizarre pie rant. Now, you've read this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I have not. Police are astounded at the behavior of an offender who showed more concern for the meat pie he was eating than the man he'd allegedly just stabbed. A Three News camera was rolling as the man pleaded with officers to let him finish eating his meat pie before he was cuffed. The bizarre incident followed a fight between the man and his stepson. Police were just starting their scene inquiry when the very man they were looking for came walking towards them. They cautiously approached and warned him to drop his hands, but there was one thing he wouldn't drop, his pie.
Yeah, well.
It's only a pie, the man told police. The man, accused of stabbing his stepson in the neck, seemed disappointed when the police told him.
That was accused of stabbing his stepson in the neck.
Yeah. The man accused of stabbing his stepson in the neck seemed disappointed when the police told him the victim was still alive. Did he die? He asked repeatedly. Police told him his alleged victim was still alive. Oh, beep. The man replied, waste of beep in time, wasn't it?
What a waste of fucking time. I stabbed him in his neck and went to go get a meat pie and he didn't even die? What a fucking faggot.
Oh, he was more concerned about the welfare of his meat pie than of his stepson.
Yeah.
I hoped it was murder myself, he told police, who began to lead the man away. Don't be rough. Can we pick up my pie, please? Oh, come on. I came back to you guys. Oh my god.
The tone of this article makes it sound like, oh, it's
ew.
It's fucking ridiculous that this guy doesn't give a shit about his stepson, but he cares about his meat pie.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me. I mean, he wanted to kill his stepson. He stabbed him in the fucking neck.
Yeah.
So of course he doesn't care that much about his step. Like, why would he be like, is he okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He wanted to kill him. It makes sense to me.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I didn't kill him? Well, shit. Can I at least finish my pie?
Yeah, that's so bizarre, though, because if you attack somebody and the cops are there, you should be shitting yourself. You shouldn't be, like, such an arrogant asshole, like, hey, can I finish my pie? What the fuck?
Well, he knows he's fucked.
Can I take my pie? You know,
he's probably a little crazy, but he knows he's fucked. He knows he's caught, so
yeah,
just, can I at least finish my fucking pie before you drag me away?
Does he really think they're going to be like, okay? Okay, yeah, go for it.
Well, okay, finish your pie. I'd let him finish his pie. I guess that's why I'm not a police officer.
I haven't read on, but did the kid survive?
Did
he kill him?
I don't even think it says. But well, he survived, but I don't know if
he stabbed him in the neck.
I don't know if he ultimately survived. I assume he did, because like when he's asking, did he die? Did he die? They're like, no. And he's like,
oh,
damn.
Oh, yeah.
What's
that's
the fucking
right,
point
right.
then?
Yeah, yeah.
So I assume he lived.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
Well,
he died for a while.
After a while, he was still alive.
Then he came back as a zombie, though. And you know how those zombies are.
I do. What else we got?
Okay, here's a thing. It's not really a news article. It's more like an opinion piece. And I honestly don't remember where I found it. But I can say it was written by one Lilia Menconi.
Yeah.
And it's called Thinking About Shacking Up with a Vegetarian, Five Things You Should Know First. Vegetarianism is running rampant these days, and
it
if you're
is.
A lady who goes for the kind of guy who writes songs, wears Tom's shoes, I don't know what Tom's shoes are, and has grown a beard at some point in the last 2 years, that's me except for the Tom's shoes, you've most likely slept with, dated, or cohabitated with a vegetarian. In the past 3 years of being a single, omnivorous woman, and then finally landing the relationship, I had romantic encounters of varying degrees with four, count 'em, vegetarian men. Vegetarian men is actually what she wrote.
Yeah.
And now I shall share my wisdom with you in this non-gender specific list outlining the perils and pitfalls of falling in love with a vegetarian. Number one, get ready for his or her bathroom issues. Mm-hmm. Okay. So take the average frequency that humans drop duker and double it. That's what a vegetarian's butt does. It's not that they create more poo, it's just that they have to get rid of it more often. Blame the roughage. And be prepared to find fecal confetti in the toilet, because somehow vegetarians don't know about the double flush. I lived with a vegetarian for a while.
Yeah.
A vegetarian chick. I didn't date her, but I lived with her. I don't remember her spackling the toilet, but I suppose it's a possibility, because we had two bathrooms and the downstairs one was pretty fucking nasty. Maybe that was the one she preferred to use.
Yeah.
But it does make sense, though, you know, that they would poo more often because they're full of fucking fiber.
Yeah.
You hear all this paper rustling? Jesus Christ, what a professional outfit we are. Number two, say bye-bye to your favorite restaurant. Inevitably, your favorite restaurant will only offer one generic veggie sandwich, which means you get to go there once when you're first dating and then never go there again. This really sucks, and when you're having one of those days where you bring out that mental list of all the things wrong with your relationship, this is going to be on there. So, a little advice to the vegetarians who date omnivores. You may want to fill the void with a random act of romance. Fellas, get her a surprise bouquet of flowers, and ladies, go for the surprise BJ. This will cancel out your partner's dining loss. I think it's funny that she tells the guys to get her flowers and the girls to give a BJ.
Surprise BJ.
It's appropriate, I mean, I guess. You know, girls are more into flowery kind of gifts and shit, and guys are more into BJs, but it's just interesting that they're not actually parallels. You know, like, it's not like, be prepared to go down on her or him, whichever it happens to be.
Yeah.
No, get her flowers.
Yeah.
Give him a BJ.
Yeah.
Number three, turning vegetarian makes people think they can cook. Get ready to gulp down some nasty. Since the same five vegetarian-friendly restaurants in town will inevitably get old, if I have to eat Pita Jungle one more fucking time, your partner will throw on an apron and a chef's hat to make some really weird things in the kitchen. My advice? Avoid anything that has meat substitutes and just stick with tofu or bean dishes for your protein. If you're in the mood for beef and they fix you some crappy oatmeal-based burger, no one will get laid that night. Now, Ryan, you were a vegetarian for a while.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. For like 2 years. Vegetarian, aka douchebag.
I have a feeling a lot of these that have to do with, you know, like going out to eat and things like that and making dishes at home probably didn't apply to you since you don't eat. Like, being a vegetarian doesn't actually mean that much to you because, like, you could only eat, like, some broccoli 1 week.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't necessarily mean you were a vegetarian. That would just mean that that's what you happened to eat that week.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I had some mac and cheese the other day. I'm full for the week. But I can identify with the not going out to certain restaurants or whatever. And my girlfriend at the time, like, her family would cook. And I go to her house and I couldn't eat what they're eating. What a douchebag.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, this has chicken in it. Like, what the fuck am I, you know?
No, I can't eat it because I'm saving animals. You're not doing anything. That's the thing. I mean, I understand the principle of the thing, but you're not making a change.
Yeah.
I understand if we all decided to be vegetarians, then yes, a change would be made.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. And if you go over to somebody's house and they're like, they made a fucking turkey or something. Like, you go over to somebody's house for Thanksgiving and they've got a turkey and you're like, nah, I can't eat that. So I brought my own tofurkey.
Yeah.
They're still going to eat it. That turkey's still dead.
Yeah, so what a waste.
You might as well. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. What's funny is, we have a couple friends and on Facebook, like, no disrespect, but they, the girl tends to post a lot on her wall, like, what she's cooked that day, you know,
cause
some vegetarian dish.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And it's like, photos will follow, like, look at this dish I made. You know, it's like, come on. It's only funny to me because it relates to this. It's kind of like dead on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Well, they have to cook crazy things because otherwise they're just eating fucking broccoli and celery all the time.
Exactly. They got to get creative. And I've seen a lot of vegetarian dishes like at the grocery store and they're pretty interesting, I don't know, to look at.
I've tried veggie burgers.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? If this tastes like a fucking burger, then I'll stop eating beef because who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If it really does taste like a burger, then I can make this sacrifice. It's a stupid sacrifice, but I can do it.
Yeah. If you had like a vegetarian girlfriend, you could do that.
It tasted like some fucking mishmash of like noodles and soy. It was gross. I had to layer on the condiments to make it taste anything even remotely like a burger.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Anyway, number four. A couple who eats vegetarian together smells each other's vegetarian farts together. It's humiliating to even have to write about this, but after a while, the both of you will run out of excuses to walk into the other room for a minute. Or worse, the other person will eventually follow you and walk into your stink trail. Sure, this happens with all couples, but with a diet of chickpeas, lentils, dark green veggies, and every bean imaginable, the household is a gas factory. Buy a HEPA filter and just stand right next to it. Now, when you were a vegetarian, did you happen to notice this at all?
Never, man.
Did you happen to notice any weird behavior with your turds or
You know, if anything, that was like kind of the point in time where I had the most problems with my shitting.
Well, then that would be something you noticed.
Like, I wasn't shitting all the time. I was shitting like once a week. And when I did, man, like we were going to make that t-shirt like Orion's Clog a Toilet Tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every friend's house I've ever been to. You can clog the toilet. So like, yeah, and I never pass gas like often. So I don't know.
I went on a juice diet for like a week or two. And it wasn't like I was trying out a fad diet. It was because I was bored.
Yeah.
And I wondered what would happen if I consumed nothing but fruit juice for like a week.
Jesus.
And I did. And I got horrible diarrhea. It looked like, if you've ever been to like a pond and there's like moss, like algae and shit floating on the surface. That's what it looked like. Like it wasn't like I was shitting out water and lily pads, you know? Like,
Jesus.
Like just clusters of plant life, but they were brown. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Wow.
It was really fucking gross. I guess it makes sense. I'm not consuming anything solid. Why would I shit out anything solid?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, number five, brace yourself for hearing relentless whiny bitching at catered events and weddings. This one is my favorite. So you're at a wedding. You're feeling all romantic, happy, and a little drunk. Then they bust out the food spread. This should be a moment of glory, but too bad for you. You are now romantically obligated to nod your head and lend words of empathy to your poor, starved vegetarian lover. And since they're hungry, they get grumpier with every discovery of meat on the buffet. Oh, and they get really loud. Even if it's a backyard budget wedding and the bride's darling mother, aunts, and granny slaved in the kitchen for hours to pull off the spread, everyone will know just how insulting that chicken egg roll is. And God damn it, they should know. How dare they not take a vegetarian's needs into consideration? It's not like vegetarians chose to be this way. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's funny.
So that's the end of it. Yeah, yeah. I have noticed here and there, like, you know, vegetarians being like, oh, there's nothing for me to eat here.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're a vegetarian, weirdo. Yeah. Like,
and they're very, well, I'm not going to say they, like, I can picture them being very vocal because they feel like they're proud of something and they belong to some group that you're not a part of and you're, you know, ignorant in many ways. So they got to kind of preach to you the words of wisdom of vegetarianism and all the murder involved.
I copied down some of the comments that this article got.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were pissed off vegetarians.
Of course.
Like, for example, one person said, "Bah, humbug. I can't imagine anything more disgusting than an evacuation which originated as dead animal flesh. Further, vegetarians have less body odor and, well, frankly, taste better. Unless, of course, they consume a lot of onions and asparagus." I guess I've never gone down on a vegetarian, so I don't know for sure if they taste better or worse or what have you. But
less body odor? Come on.
Really? Okay. And another person said, "Why do people in the media think it's cool to ridicule vegetarians? Soft targets, I guess. Substitute any major religion or ethnic group for vegetarian and watch the poo hit the fan."
Oh, of course.
I have railed more against religious and ethnic groups, I think, than I've ever made fun of vegetarians. But vegetarians, they are kind of easy targets.
Like, oh, yeah. Almost more so than, like, you know.
The problem is that they think they're doing this grand thing.
Yeah.
They think they're saving the fucking world. And they're not. They're just not eating things.
Yeah.
You're not shutting down factory farms and whatever else. You're just not buying things.
Yeah. They're not making any kind of impact at all.
And nobody likes you because you're whiny. and you can't go with them to places like, "Hey, let's all go to Pizza Hut." Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't even eat cheese because, you know, dairy farms are almost
raping the
in
cows.
A way, they're almost more cruel than regular, like, meat farms, because at least a cow bred for beef gets to die.
Yeah.
Like, a dairy cow just gets to live with its torture day in and day out.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, super bummer. Like, I just wanted some pizza. You stay home then, I guess.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Why am I friends with you again? They just make everything harder on everybody, including themselves. And then they get mad when people don't make concessions for them.
Yeah, I found myself in that position. Not I would bum myself out. Family gatherings with dinner. And I'd feel like such an asshole. And when I tried to explain myself, like the dad would come up. So what's going on? You're a vegetarian, you know? What do I say that doesn't make me look like a total wiener faggot, you know? What a fag.
Yeah, well, I'm gay, so.
Yeah. Oh.
The only meat I consume is cock. And I don't mean chicken. Let me ask you this, Orion. When you were a vegetarian, would you eat cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like the strict vegetarian.
You fucking heartless son of a bitch.
I know.
What about Jell-O? If somebody handed you some Jell-O, would you eat it?
Yeah, I did. And I know. I don't know if many people know. Yeah.
It's made with horse. It's made from like hooves.
Yep.
It's like you might as well be eating like ground up fingernails.
Yeah. Which is gross to think about, but.
Yeah, but I mean, lots of things are gross. Like, there's lots of shit you couldn't consume.
Yeah.
Like, even stuff that you wouldn't ever think had anything to do with animal parts, like, has bugs in it. Like, there's this one bug, I can't remember what it's called, but it's used a lot for its red pigment.
Yeah.
So lots of things that are very, like, vibrantly red in color, like, unnaturally red, are full of bug.
Yeah.
And so you can't eat this because it's made with bugs.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit. There was this show on television way back, and it was like, I don't know, I think it was called like, Do You Know What's in Your Food or some shit on Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many things like that kind of turned me off, but I still ate them because they were delicious. And thank God.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, I've always kind of felt like, you know, people get paranoid about restaurants and stuff spitting in their food and putting shit in their food.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of felt like as long as I don't know about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really care.
Same here.
You know, I don't want to eat semen. But if there happened to be a little bit in my cheeseburger and I just didn't notice.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a hair in your food?
Sure. And I'm pretty positive that's usually an accident because it's like one hair.
Yeah, I just pick it out and I eat my food. I don't give a shit.
Like if there was a tuft of hair, then yeah. Then somebody's fucking with you. But
yeah.
You know, it happens. Even with I've always thought hair nets were kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because it's a net. It's full of holes. I know it's better, I guess, than that's not having anything on your head, but but hairs are pretty small. They can make it out of those holes. whatevs.
That's funny.
But yeah, a lot of foods have like, because they're produced in factories and stuff, they have a certain allowance for how many like fly heads are allowed to be in them.
Yeah.
You know, like per like certain volume. So like if you really wanted to get crazy about it, you couldn't even eat things like peanut butter because there are probably fly heads in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when they were showing how peanut butter is made, there's some kind of bug that they put in there and it was like kind of gross to me, but I'm just glad I'm like, you know, I don't give a shit.
Was it a rhino beetle?
It was some bug. It looked like a roly-poly, you know, the little gray bug. And they would put that in the big, gigantic metal cylinder, you know, to stir up peanut butter. I don't know why. I forget, but...
Is that how they make crunchy peanut butter?
Maybe.
It's just full
of... Definitely, yeah.
It's full of beetle shells.
Oh, yeah.
Not with more beetle carcass.
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of them potentially could have, you know, turned me off on the foods, but I didn't give a shit.
I just like to eat. I'm a big fat motherfucker.
If it's good, fuck it. Like you said, cat. Hey, why not?
I would totally try cat.
Yeah.
And I love cats. Like, we have some cats.
Yeah.
And I pet them and I snuggle with them and I don't try to eat them.
Yeah.
However, if I was in a place that was serving cat, I'd have to try it. Yeah. I'd have to.
It's dead already. I mean,
yeah, what am I going to do? Bring it back to life?
Yeah.
They already cooked it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just to say, hey, I tried this.
Would you try human flesh, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it'd be pretty gross.
Yeah.
I doubt. Well, I guess it depends. You know, like, you know, if it was like somebody who was poor and kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not very fatty and whatnot.
Yeah.
It'd probably be kind of gross. But I guess if you got like a big corn-fed Midwestern girl. And hacked her up and made her into, you know, fat chick cutlets.
Yeah.
That might be okay.
I always watch those, like, post-apocalyptic movies, you know, where they turn to cannibalism.
Yeah.
And there's those movies where they will go around and kill people and eat them. Okay, that sucks. But if you know, like, if I died and you're out in the middle of nowhere, fucking eat me. I don't give a shit.
I saw the Book of Eli.
Yeah.
And it's a post-apocalyptic movie, and there are people who eat other people in it. There are cannibals. And the way they can tell if you're a cannibal, like if you wander into town randomly, they'll ask to look at your hands.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out why at first, and then I finally figured it out. It kind of is revealed as the movie goes on.
Yeah.
If you're a cannibal, your hands shake.
Okay.
I have no idea if there's any scientific or factual basis for that.
I can't imagine.
They explained it as like, you can tell they're cannibals because their hands shake because they've eaten too much human meat, but they never explain why that would make your hands shake.
That's as stupid as, like saying, like I was a vegetarian. I didn't have the gas. I didn't shit all the time, but I didn't eat meat for 2 years, so.
They might as well have said, like, let me see your dick. And then if you whip it out and you have, like, horns coming out of it, you're a cannibal.
Might as well.
They could have just made anything up.
Yeah.
Maybe there is some scientific basis to it. Maybe there's some kind of hormones we have in our flesh that, like, if you eat a lot of it, would fuck you up and make your hands shake. I don't know, but.
Who knows?
The whole movie was about Denzel Washington hearing the voice of God telling him to travel by foot to California to deliver the Bible.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was a little
crazy.
That's
what it's about?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Gary Oldman
it
was the bad guy, and he wanted to get a hold of, like, all the Bibles were gone because apparently after the war that the whole world fell apart because of, all the Bibles were destroyed because I guess that was, like, the reason for the war. It was, like, a religious war. So all the Bibles were destroyed, but there was one left, and Eli had it, and he was taking it across the country to deliver it to California somewhere, and Gary Oldman wanted it because it held power. He could preach from it and then control people that way, get them to believe, and then he would kind of have God on his side.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. And then, spoiler alert, it turns out that the Bible is Braille.
Really?
So he eventually gets it.
Yeah.
But he can't read it. Oh, shit. And Denzel Washington has it all memorized. So he goes and he dictates it to a bunch of old people. They write it all down, and then they have a printing press and they print new versions of the Bible.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it ends. And he dies.
I'll have to watch that.
No, you don't have to watch it.
Well, I guess it's no different than, like, science fiction, you know, so it sounds interesting.
It's okay. He kills a bunch of people.
They look pretty cool, so.
Thou shalt not kill apparently does not apply in the post-apocalypse.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Well, Kyle, I think we should wrap this up. We're getting kind of long here.
Okay.
Not terribly long, but...
That's cool. I'm ready for bed anyway. let's see. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Also, tune in next week for an exciting rendition of Orion Explains It All, because I forgot about it this week.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I didn't read up on...
Well, no, I mean, I didn't... Obviously, I remembered it now, but yeah, I forgot to, like, send you articles
all
whatever.
That bullshit, yeah. So next week, be sure to tune in.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook, you know, all those things.
Yeah. Eventually, people are going to tune in for the first time, have no idea, you know.
Okay, yeah, we have a Facebook fan page. It is not facebook.com/itchhat.
No.
That's what Aldi said it was last time. No, it is not that. It is
silly Aldi.
You just go on Facebook and search for I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Yeah.
And you'll find it and become a fan, and we'll love you forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you send us money, we can buy things. For the record, we do appreciate all the donations we have received, and I have not spent a penny of it on anything that was not show related.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would actually like to upgrade our mics again, which I know we just got the new setup, you know, not that long ago, but I think some of the harshness comes from the mics that we're using.
Yeah.
And I have my eye on a couple of mics. The problem is they're $350 a piece.
Yeah. So we need donations.
Yeah. So if you want to help out with that.
Yeah. And everything's trial and error, you know, like,
Yeah, but I've heard recordings done with these microphones before. Plus I've read tons and tons of reviews. I've never heard a single negative thing about them. And they're built like a fucking tank, supposedly. So I can't even accidentally break them or anything.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Anyway, what else? What, am I forgetting anything?
Just this. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And burp.
Oh, I'm so silly.
Happy Black History Month, everybody.
Yeah, American History Month featuring badass niggas.
Yeah, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
We'll check you next week. I was waiting for it.
The check ya.
Okay.
Check ya.
Check it.
Check it out. What's it all about? All right, later.
All right, bye.
Niggas start to mumble, they want to rumble, mix them and cook them up in a pot like gumbo, going off on a motherfucker like that with a gap that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth, ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move.